This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on arrangements by Indian Railways to facilitate travellers during festivals. The participants are Dilip Kumar, Executive Director, Information and Publicity, Railway Board, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani Correspondent.
As the festive season is here, Indian Railways gears up to handle the massive passenger rush. With increased demand comes the challenge of ensuring seamless operations, passenger comfort and safety. To discuss various measures that are being taken by the railways, we have with us Executive Director, Information and Publicity of the Railways with us, Dilip Kumar. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you.
First of all, tell us the measures that the railway has taken to manage the increased passenger rush during the ongoing festival season, including how many special trains are being operated.
We have done a complete analysis of the passenger profile. During the festival season, we have seen that the people move from the industrial towns to the towns of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. Keeping this thing in the mind, we have planned so many special trains. This year, we are running more than 7,400 special trains from the various industrial areas and the important cities like New Delhi, Anand Bihar, Delhi, Ahmedabad, Surat, Udna, then cities from Punjab, Ludhiana, Ambala, and Jaipur, Bikaner, and from the south regions, we are running special trains from Tiruchirappalli, Madurai, Coimbatore, Tirupati, Vijayawada, Secunderabad, and like that. So what we have done is that we have seen the pattern. Okay, what was the pattern of the traffic? What was the pattern of the people's movement during the Chhath and the Deepavali? So, using the data which are available with us and the reservation pattern in the PRS system, we have planned all these trains, 7,400 trains, and almost daily we are running more than 150 special trains towards Bihar and the Uttar Pradesh.
So, you have mentioned that you have seen that there is an increase on year-on-year basis in the number of passengers that are traveling in trains. So, is this the only criteria that you are having, or it is also being integrated with artificial intelligence? Are there any plans to introduce additional coaches in trains if required in these routes?
Yes, obviously. We are using all the data available with us and with the CRIS. Okay, CRIS, you know, manages the PRS reservation system. And we are using the artificial intelligence tools also. And on the same time, we are using our experiences also. Because with the experiences, we know many things which is helpful in planning the new trains as well as in the planning of the special trains. For the coach augmentation also, we take the data available with us in the CRIS system and in the PRS system. There are more bookings. Then we plan to add additional coaches in the specified class like sleeper or third AC or second AC. It all depends on the number of passengers. So we keep doing all these exercises on hourly basis, taking the clue and the data which are available with us. Of course, some of the data has come from the artificial intelligence and the analysis has been done with the help of AI system, but some of the data are also has come with the experiences. So we have planned all these trains based on that only. Last year we have around 4,500 special trips of the special trains. This year we have already planned 7,400 trips of the special trains, and if required we'll increase this number also. We'll plan more number of trains from the areas where necessity will be felt.
What special is being done by the railways to cater the rush in the general bogies or the general coaches?
At all the important stations like New Delhi, Anand Bihar, Delhi, Ahmedabad, Surat, Mumbai, Bandra, then Tirupati, we have created a big holding area outside the station premises.
With all the safety measures there?
Yes, of course, not only the safety measures, but with additional passenger amenities. Amenities like toilets, ticket booking counter, information kiosk, help desk, everything has been provided in this special holding area also. In this holding area, what we are doing is that we keep the passengers waiting. Okay, once the rakes are placed, then we take them to the platform in queue from the holding area. There is no rush while boarding the train. We also ensure, we have put large number of officials, rail sevaks and the officers and the jawans of Railway Suraksha Bal and GRP also for this purpose. They are helping the passenger in maintaining the queue and also while boarding and deboarding the train. Other than that, for the people of special classes, physically challenged persons and the elderly people, we have done the arrangement of the rail sevak who help them and guide them to board the train.
Who are these rail sevaks?
Rail Sevaks are railway staff only who has been specially deployed for this purpose during this festival season. At some of the stations, we are taking the help of the NGOs and self-service organizations also. They are providing the passenger amenities like water or food or toilets. Such type of services we are taking to facilitate the passengers.
You mentioned that there are special measures with regard to elderly citizens. So would you like to elaborate on this? What are the facilities in that case?
Just to avoid the rush at the stations, at some of the important stations, we are not issuing platform tickets. This is just okay. We don't want very crowded platforms because that was with the experience we have noticed that passengers face maximum trouble while boarding the trains. So we are minimizing the number of visitors and the guests at the stations. But obviously for physically challenged persons and elderly people, they need special assistance. If their companions are ready to go to the stations, we issue them a special permission, or otherwise our rail service take them to the designated coach or the platform wherever they want to go, and they help them in this regard.
Are there also special help desks that have been established in the railway stations?
Yes. Generally, we are having the help desk and the inquiry offices at the important locations near the entry gate. But during this festival rush period, we have opened help desk not only in the entry gate, but at the other entry gates also. And in the holding area also, where the unreserved passengers have been requested to wait for their trains. So there is a special help desk there also. We have also opened many medical booths in the area. Generally, we keep one medical box and the trained people at the railway stations. But during the rush period, we have arranged a medical van as well as a dedicated medical team of 4 to 6 persons who are giving the first aid to the passengers.
With our experience, we know that there is a huge rush in the festival season in railway stations like New Delhi, Anand Bihar or Mumbai or Ludhiana, from where a lot of passengers would travel to their hometowns for Chhat Puja. So would you like to elaborate more on this? What are the special arrangements?
We focus all over the country and the arrangements are elaborate. We have arranged the holding area. We have provided additional informational kiosk that is called passenger or train display board. We have engaged more number of people. All the reserve battalions have been deployed at the stations to help the passengers. So otherwise, these many people we don't engage. We have cancelled all the leave of our staff during the festival. Providing the safety and the security to the passengers is our top priority. So all of them should come. Not only this, we have started a war room at the railway board where senior joint secretary special officers do the round-the-clock monitoring of the trains and the facilities available at the stations. In the zonal railway headquarter and divisional headquarters also, a special monitoring cell has been established where we have engaged senior officers. Railway stations also, like in Delhi or in New Delhi or Anand Bihar, we have started a control room. We have also engaged lots of cameras and we are doing the special monitoring of all those cameras. We have doubled the number of the cameras at the most of the stations to monitor the crowd and how the people are working to help them.
Are you also taking help of the non-profit organizations have come to help the passengers? The railway has collaborated with them?
Yes, wherever and whenever NGO or private organizations come forward to help the passengers, we welcome them. Right now also, at this time also, we have engaged many NGOs to help the passengers, and especially this first aid and basic amenities like provision of the water, toilets, etc. We are doing with the help of the NGOs.
If there is any medical emergency during the travel, whom a passenger should contact?
We are having a dedicated line for this purpose, 139. You should contact to us through 139. Other than that, we are having our handles at Twitter. We are having our handle at Facebook and Insta. Through that handle also, a passenger can contact us with his or her PNR and we will provide all the help, which includes the medical help also. At all the divisions and the important locations, our medical team is working and they have been alerted. So whenever there is any emergency, people can contact us through 139 or our social media handles. Other than that, our TTEs are also trained in the first aid. So if required, they can also be contacted in the train.
You mentioned the toll-free number 139, which is really very popular. And I would like to mention another app, that is Rail Madad. It is seen in the last few years that it has come as a great help for the passengers who are traveling to address their grievances. So we would like to know more about this app and how one can file his or her grievance on this app.
Both 139 and the Rail Madad app are very, very helpful to the passengers. And on the same line, it is very, very helpful to us also. Because once we come to know about the grievances or the sufferings of the people, then only we can take the corrective measures. So people can contact us through Rail Madad app, through social media handles, and of course 139. All the three tools are very, very important. And we care for the people. Anyone asking for any type of help, through any means of the communication, we are there to help them.
How the railway is ensuring safety of the passengers during these ongoing rush?
We have requested passengers not to move, not to travel with the explosives or the pataka and extra things. These are banned as per the rule. Other than that, if somebody notices any bags which is not connected with the passenger, we have requested to the people that they should not touch that bag and they should inform to us. Basically, we have increased the safety and we have deployed more number of GRP and RPF personnel at all the stations. So if you come across any such suspicious item, you must inform to the police and then we will take action accordingly. Other than that, we have also requested the passengers to travel light. Because if you travel light, your journey will be comfortable and the journey of the other people will also be comfortable.
And are there any special safety measures or your advice for the women who are traveling or the elders who are traveling during this festive season in the trains?
Not only during the festive seasons, but we do a special care for the physically challenged persons. We have specified seats for physically challenged persons in almost all the trains. For women who are traveling alone, we have identified seats, and through our reservation system also, we try to allot the seats of all the single traveling women at the same locations. Other than that, suppose in holding area, we have engaged female constables and the workforce to help the women.
So one of the initiatives taken by the railway to streamline ticket booking, it has reduced the prior booking of tickets from 120 days to 60 days. So we would like to know more about this. What are the other benefits of this decision?
See, we are changing the rakes of our railway system. Now our focus is that the long distance trains run with new LHB coaches. These LHB coaches are not only modern, but it has additional safety features and additional amenities. Okay, the toilets and the windows all are far, far superior than the old ICF coaches. So once we have reduced this period from 120 days to 60 days, now we are able to plan more number of LHB coaches trains. This is one of the purpose. Other than that, we have done the analysis and we have found that many people cancel, especially the people who reserve their seats 120 days or 110 days in advance. They are more likely to cancel their trips. Okay, this creates artificial crisis and people start complaining that we are not getting the reserved tickets. To minimize the complaint and increase the comforts of the passengers, we have taken this initiative. And by this, we think we are expecting that more number of the people will get the confirmed reservation and the cancellation will not be that much.
Is railway also working on integrating artificial intelligence in the ticket booking system?
Yes, we are using artificial intelligence system for complete passenger profile management. We do the analysis on weekly basis. We do the analysis on daily basis. And based on that analysis, we take a decision regarding addition of the new coaches. We plan new trains also based on the reports of the passenger profile management, which we generate through artificial intelligence.
Finally, your advice to the passengers who are traveling in the trains during this ongoing festival season?
First of all, travel light. Be in time at the time when you will be celebrating the festivals. Hundreds or thousands of the railway people will be there in your service at all the stations. Many of the people will not be in a position to celebrate even the festivals, just to facilitate the passengers. So these things should be kept in the mind. And of course, if there is any inconvenience, you should, before criticizing to the others, you should come to us through any one of the channel like 139, Rail Madad or our social media handles.
As passengers, we must care for the cleanliness of the trains or the railway platforms. So we must contribute our part in that.
Yes, Mahatma Gandhi, our father of the nation, has said that cleanliness is next to the godliness. So that we should keep in the mind.
Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on arrangements by Indian Railways to facilitate travelers during festivals. The participants were Dilip Kumar, Executive Director, Information and Publicity, Railway Board, and Aditya Shukla, Akashwani Correspondent.